Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, this year, 2019, we have been committing to heart our verse of the year, which is from James 1:5, that states, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So as we do that, as we seek God for wisdom, we find He answers us, and one of the ways we see those answers is in God's promises. Well, if you've been following along for the past couple of weeks, we are at the midway point of our study of the book Unshakable Hope by Max Lucado, and it's about the promises of God. And our author, Max Lucado, has pointed us to some specific promises over the past couple of weeks. In the first chapter, we learned that all of the 7,400-plus promises of God are true. Secondly, we learned that we were each created by God in His image for His glory. Our third promise was that Satan is real and he has been defeated by Jesus. The fourth promise, that we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, so there's nothing we lack. Our fifth promise, that when we as believers pray, great things happen. And sixth, the promise that God has a special place for those who are humble of heart. How good it is to stand on God's promises. He knows our needs, and He understands us. Or, as the pop culture would say, He gets us. I'm sure you've heard it. You probably used that phrase. He gets me. She gets me. Well, guess what? That's our seventh promise, that God gets us. He understands us. It's a promise. You see, God knows our weaknesses. He knows our failings. He knows when we stumble. He knows how we've messed up. He knows when we are broken, when we sin, what we worry about. He knows when we run away, when we are overwhelmed. God knows all about us, and He loves us through it all. He gets us. You know, that's a phrase that we hear, as I mentioned, from pop culture these days. Oftentimes, I've heard it in connection with, oh, some starry-eyed young lover who swoons. Oh, he just gets me. I love him so. Or a gentleman who says, she's my girl. She just gets me. All of which is great. It is really, really great that you find someone in your life who understands you. You know, whether it's a young love or an old love, or whether it's a friend or family member, somebody who understands you. It's important in life that we have that. And so when we hear, you know, young lovers say, oh, he gets me, she gets me, that's great. But in all that understanding, the divorce rate is still over 50%. For all those dreamy pronouncements that the love of our life gets us, they are still human. Yeah. And when the gets me gets tested, 50% of the time it doesn't last. But when Jesus says he gets us, it is 100% of the time, and it is for all eternity. He's not going anywhere. You see, Jesus declared that very fact in his promise in Hebrews 4. Verses 15 and 16, which states, "For our high priest, Jesus, is able to understand our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way that we are, but he did not sin. Let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne, where there is grace. And there we will receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it." Yes. Our author, Max Lucado, goes on to explain in his book, Unshakable Hope, that Jesus gets us because for a time he was one of us. Max Lucado writes, "We have a high priest who's able to understand us since he understands we find mercy and grace when we need it. We're not left to languish. When we fall, we're not forgotten. When we stumble, we aren't abandoned. God gets us." He goes on to write that because he came from heaven In spite of his lofty position, Jesus was willing for a time to forego the privileges of divinity and enter humanity. The Word became flesh, as John writes. So does that matter? If you ever wonder if God understands you, it does. If you ever wonder if God listens, it does. If you ever wonder if the uncreated Creator can, in a million years, comprehend the challenges you face, then ponder long and hard the promise of the incarnation. Jesus is able to understand our weaknesses. The one who hears your prayers understands your pain. He never shrugs or scoffs or dismisses physical struggle. He had a human body. So Max goes on to write, are you troubled in spirit? He was too. Are you so anxious you could just die? He was too. Are you overwhelmed with grief? He was too. Have you ever prayed with loud cries and tears? He did too. He gets you. And some have pointed to the sinlessness of Jesus as evidence that he cannot fully understand us. Max Lucado goes on to write, if he never sinned, they reason, how could he understand the full force of sin? Well, simple. He felt it more than we did. We give in. He never did. We surrender. He never did. He stood before the tsunami of temptation and never wavered. In that manner, he understands it more than anyone who ever lived. And then in his grandest deed, he volunteered to feel the consequences of sin. So think of this. Think of this as Max reminds us. Because Jesus is human, he understands you. And because he is divine, he can help you. Yes. Yes. Because he is human, he understands you. And because he is divine, he can help you. No one can get us or understand us like Jesus and God the Father. For our high priest Jesus is able to understand our weaknesses. He was tempted in every way that we are, but he did not sin. Let us then feel very sure that we can come before God's throne where there is grace, and there we will receive mercy and grace to help us when we need it. What a privilege to stand on that promise. He gets us. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. If you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.